I'm Valerie Williams, and welcome to Lens on Fitness, a podcast that will zoom in on all areas of physical fitness and wellness. I want to show you how both of these can only be achieved with the right state of mind. And I will do this by bringing to light all kinds of issues and by sharing some of the lessons that I have learned in order to help put you on the path of becoming an individual with a strong body and an even stronger mind. Welcome back to the Lens on Fitness podcast, where we're dedicated to helping you achieve long-term health and wellness. Today, we're diving into a topic that's all too familiar: the pitfalls of training and eating only for short-term goals. Now, if you've ever found yourself or someone you know making a sudden effort to get in shape because of an upcoming holiday, this episode is for you. Let's start by acknowledging some of these short-term goals, whether it's getting in shape for a wedding, wanting to look good for summer, or slimming down for an upcoming holiday in just 6 weeks. Events and deadlines can provide powerful motivation to kickstart our fitness journey. We set our sights on the finish line and pushing ourselves to the limit to achieve our desired results. However, problems arise when we prioritize short-term success over long-term sustainability. You see, when people train solely for a specific event or deadline, they often put themselves through extreme measures that may compromise their health and well-being. Whether it's to reach a certain weight by a deadline or to look good in holiday photos, individuals end up pushing themselves too hard, risking injury and burnout in the process. This can also lead to a cycle of yo-yo dieting, adopting restrictive eating habits that are unsustainable in the long run. And once the event is over, they're only left feeling lost and unsure of what comes next. I want to unpack the psychology behind training solely for events and the implications it has on our long-term well-being. It's a scenario that many of us are familiar with. A friend mentions they want to lose a few pounds before an upcoming holiday to look good on their holiday photos. It's a common narrative, one that often revolves around short-term goals and external validation. But let's pause and ask a critical question. Why is it not important for us to look and feel good on a day-to-day basis? This question cuts to the core of our values and priorities. Often when we prioritize training and eating well solely for events, we're basically saying that our worth and value are contingent on external factors, you know, a vacation, a special occasion, or the approval of others. Now, this mindset reflects a fundamental disconnection between our actions and our intrinsic value as individuals. By making the event the primary reason for improving our fitness and nutrition habits, we're essentially saying that our well-being is only worth investing in temporarily rather than as an ongoing commitment to ourselves. But here's the truth. Our health and wellness should not be dependent on external circumstances or validation from others. It's about self-respect, self-care, and a deep appreciation for the incredible machine that is our body. If we truly value ourselves, we would prioritize our health and well-being every day, not just for a brief window of time leading up to an event. And that's where the shift to long-term health and wellness comes into play. Instead of chasing quick fixes and temporary results, let's prioritize sustainable habits that promote lifelong well-being. And this means adopting a balanced approach to training and nutrition that supports our overall health and not just our appearance or performance in a single event. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with one simple truth. Fitness is not just about reaching a specific destination. I keep saying this time and time and time again. It's about enjoying the journey and embracing a lifestyle that supports your long-term health and happiness. So the next time you find yourself tempted to train or eat only for short-term goals, remember the importance of prioritizing your overall well-being. So please share this episode if you got something from it, and don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss out on any other episodes that may resonate with you. So thanks for listening. Take good care of yourself, and I shall catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.